And at last, Ganymede dropped below the waves. There was no air except what they had in the compartment, and what would be pumped down every so often to cycle what they breathed. The captain glanced over at the engineer. Troost had one hand over the weakly illuminated dial that showed how far down they'd come, and how much farther they could reasonably go. They'd stationed Hujin at the mirror scope. It was his job to report what was coming and going whenever it was safe to leave the tube up in the open air. He turned it side to side.
What do you see?
The other boats, the little ones, the rafts and skimmers, they're moving into place and coming up behind us. Oh, Norman sees me looking at him. He's waving us forward. He wants us to pull ahead.
Is there anything or anyone in front of us?
No, sir. And I'll say so if I see something.
Then here goes.
Cly engaged the back propeller screws. Slowly, he toggled their controls.
Everyone hang on. We're headed into the current.
Ganymede bobbed forward and was caught very quickly in a full-surface tug as the Mississippi River got a grip on the craft and hurled it forward. The ship swayed, forcing everyone to take hold of whatever handles they could find. But Fang's expert handling of the thrusters soon had the ship aimed steadily downriver, resisting the left and right yanks of the underwater pathways surging beneath the surface, so that it only twitched back and forth instead of swinging out of control.
Whoa, this isn't like the lake, and it ain't like flying.
Bullshit, sir. It's the same thing as flying. You just have to find a current and ride it.
No, but the currents are all over the place. I can't see a goddamn thing.
Can't up in the sky, either. Find the flow and hold it.
I'm trying, all right?
Ganymede dropped precipitously and bounced up again.
Oh, goddamn. Hang in there, Kirby. Hang in there, everybody. I'll find it.
Cly fought with the controls, watching out the forward windows that told him almost nothing about where they were going, or even what direction he was headed.
Troost!
East, southeast, sir.
Fang, you're doing great! You just keep us from spinning and I'll get us level!
The Bayou boys are catching up to us, sir! They lost us for a minute. We caught a drag. Can you slow down any?
Nope!
Can you... I keep losing the view! Every time we dip under, I can't adjust this thing in time to keep it steady.
Not your fault. I'm the one making trouble over here.
No, it's the river. She's fighting you. Fight her back and hold her off.
I'm working on it!
The whole crew stared as the whirling waters went streaking ahead in curls and coils. Fish pirouetted past, their silver and gray bodies gleaming. They were within the abyss, and it carried them.
Captain, Norman Summers and Rucker Ritter are caught up, and the other craft are fanning out. They're giving us the signal. They're telling us to go forward.
Forward! Sure! Here we go! Hey, Mumbler, refresh my memory. What's our first refueling stop?
We're stopping at Jackson Avenue near the quarter, but not right on top of it. There's a ferry stop where we've got enough friends to be left alone and we can still dock without any problems. We'd pick up Josephine closer to home, except we don't want to run into any of the zombies.
Zombies?
I'll fill you in later. All right, let's go. We know the general course, but not the particulars. Mumbler, you're on point. Stick with Kirby. He's got the instruments to tell us where we are. You've got the know-how to tell us where to go. And me and Fang will keep this thing as steady as we can. Huey, you're our eyes above the water. Tell me if we get out of range or if we outpace our escorts. And someone's got to listen for their taps. Kirby?
I'll keep my ears peeled for him.
Good man, Troost. And good on you keeping everything inside. You get your sea legs soon enough. Mumbler, what about our air supply? How we looking?
Fine for now. We don't need to worry about circulating it for another half hour.
Somebody keep an eye on a clock.
That'll be me. I've got my dad's watch. It's as precise as any nautical piece.
It better be. By the time we know we have a problem, it'll be too late. That's what Rucker said.
And he's right. But we could go closer to an hour without having to worry about it.
Glad to hear it.
The captain flinched as a submerged tree trunk careened toward the window, hit it, and ricocheted away.
Jesus!
The window will hold. Don't worry about that. Just keep us moving.
Cly urged the pedals in accordance with the flow, his hands on the levers to manage their rise and fall. Fang worked the other set of controls, the ones that moved the ship from side to side. Between them, Ganymede's trip downriver was not smooth or even graceful, but it was steady, and they neither sank too far nor rose too high. Out of the corner of Cly's eye, he watched his engineer start to go green around the gills.
Troost?
Yes? Captain?
You still with us over there?
Still here, sir. Hey, Mumbler, Early, I've got an idea for an improvement for the next model.
What would that be?
Buckets.